It's really pathetic, and it's really pushing it if he did meet him when he was like 33.
Yeah,
he's only known him for 6 months.
It's like when there's that new kid that joined your friend group, and there's like an inside joke that you guys have had since you're like 5, and he says it after knowing you for like a month. You're like, motherfucker, you're not allowed to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you stupid. Don't even know why that's funny.
You don't know what we're talking about, you idiot. That's Micah, but he's like worse because he like rapes and steals everything. And then like he expects Arthur to bust him out of everywhere, and then he's like, always gotta be the hero, huh, Morgan? And it's like, yeah, bitch, because you're always getting fucking caught in like bear traps, you dumb asshole.
He's a memorable character, but not that well written. Like the more you think about him, the less.
I mean, he's a scumbag.
Just an agent of chaos, and that's about it.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of like, weren't there guys like that? Guys who like, they just are pure malicious entities. Like
he laid it on a stupid, little thick.
Yeah, I
don't know. Like it's some people just are so stupid that they are like badly written people. It's like how people think that like Robert Eiler is a shitty actor, the kid who played AJ Soprano. When I think like that's a great performance because that type of guy is that's a person who sounds like a shitty actor in real life. Someone like AJ Soprano. Yeah, a lot of people
talk like that. Like they're repeating dialogue from TV badly. That's what they sound
exactly.
Like.
And that with Micah, it's like it's obviously not anyone who's like super recognizable, like in anyone's day to day life. Hopefully, but you know, every time that you read about some case where like a guy randomly like held a woman at knife point for 3 days or something like that, that's a Micah, and it I don't think it's so. I don't think it's is bad for the setting because
people
like
are dumber than like
it moves the plot along.
Yeah, and a guy like that
Stranger Than Fiction all the time.
Yeah, and a guy like that would be in this gang during like the end of the West. Like they would be at like the periphery of society, like they always are. It's the same as like a biker or anyone else who does that.
It's because the gang is nearing its end and Dutch is looking for more sycophants instead of that. And a lot of Micah's lore is like he used to run with his brother and his father. And one of the things about him is like his brother was going straight. And I think there's a letter that you can find addressed from his brother to Micah. Like, you're too fucking crazy. You need to leave us alone. And that's it. So it's like it's not like he's just all of a sudden getting his finger and caught in Chinese finger traps waiting for Arthur to rescue him. He's been a fuck up and a crazy asshole his entire career as an outlaw.
Yeah, it's clear that he's done this like 20 times before.
Yeah, he just continues to do it.
And he does it afterwards, too. He starts
it's funny,
too,
because the game starts out.